on this week's Nonsensible Podcast.
When a guy has Nike tracksuit on with Nike socks and it's exposed, I think it's hot.
And you, if you mix and match those, they look really whack. Like yeah. You kind of have to wear them as a set. Mm-hmm.
I really want women to understand that they can or they are beautiful without all these things.
This is Nonsensible. Moving right along, bless you. That was the cutest sneeze I've had in my life. That was adorable.
That was a nice sneeze.
Yeah, that was very cute.
Great A.
We are back with another episode of Nonsensible. I am Sam.
Dave.
Saul.
Chummy.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thanks
for coming back.
Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah.
Did you bring me a hoodie this time?
They sold out. They sold out.
Ever since then,
her business
blew up. She has no product.
After the last episode, just the promotions from that episode alone, boom, like that. International sales through the roof.
Amazing.
You are now worth $37 million.
Wow.
Speaking of stock rising quickly.
Have you heard about GameStop?
GameStop.
Yeah.
You know the store that sells video games. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So a bunch of Redditors decided to jack the price of GameStop up. Everybody went and made a collective effort. A bunch of memers on the internet made a collective effort, bought an ass ton of stock, of GameStop stock,
mm-hmm.
and jumped it up from $20 to over $400.
Oh my God.
Within a week.
And Elon Musk like tweeted about it and all this stuff.
And there was millions of dollars made.
That's
from
amazing.
And the reason that there was so much money made is because you know what like shorting stocks is?
Right,
when you bet against them.
Uh-huh.
So lots of like big Wall Street
hedge funds
were betting that it was going to fail soon. And so like when the stock rised up so much, like all of these hedge funds lost like billions of dollars.
And from that, that's people crazy. Went and did the same thing for AMC, the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And is this illegal? I mean, or is it legal?
No, it's not illegal.
But that's where the controversy comes in because like Robinhood, which is like the most popular like stock app for like regular folks, they mm-hmm. say that's why it's mm-hmm. called like Robinhood. They actually like closed people's like ability to be able to buy the stock anymore. Mm-hmm. So they like took the Wall Street guys side.
Yeah.
Even though they were supposed to be for the people.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much government intervention for the big, you know… The corporations, you know, it's like
for the corporate fat cats.
Yeah, corporate fat cats. It's pretty much Wolf of Wall Street, mm-hmm. but in real life, in Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Wow.
Have you ever been on Reddit?
I've been on it quite a few times, but
it's
not
pretty fun.
Frequent.
Speaking of which, are there cool fashion Reddits?
I actually don't know.
You should know. So you just watch.
What were you on Reddit for then? Were you searching for yourself on Reddit by any chance?
Actually, I don't think I'm that famous yet.
You were?
I don't think
so. At one time.
I'm sure if you search yourself on Google, you'll find one Reddit post about you at least.
No.
I'm sure you got some Reddit.
No.
You got Reddit credit.
I'm sure you got some credit on Reddit. You don't got credit on Reddit, forget it.
Or at least you've had an edit.
I'll forget it. I'll forget it. Yeah, I don't think
You could start a rap career.
She's gonna take my spot on the podcast
and take your rap job.
And take my rap job.
Exactly.
Do you need a new partner?
Full-time cooks.
Oh, no. I gotta do this by myself.
She's got an F&B business.
Sorry. What do you do, Saul?
I'm a rapper.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were just kidding when you had Jay Park as like a Lego character.
No.
Yeah, we did a song together like
really?
2 years ago.
What's your name is Saul?
Yeah, but I was in a group. I'm in a group. It's kind of complicated because my partner left. But we're called Part-Time Cooks. Yeah. And so
we need a part-time cook at Court Cafe. Though.
Yeah.
You can start rapping and serving them, you know.
I've been practicing the cooking a lot since I haven't had any concerts in over a year.
This dude, he was also on TV and everything with his rap group and everything on Jay Park's show.
Yeah. Did you see that sign here show?
Oh, I've heard about it.
Yeah, we did pretty well on that.
Yeah,
really?
Semifinals.
Yeah.
Where did you end up?
we were like the last team to get eliminated before the final. We didn't actually lose. Like we won the final, the semifinal, and we even had like already done a congratulatory speech. And then they like brought us out at 3:30 in the morning and we're like, will part-time cooks Hopkirk? Like, oh, will they advance to the next round? And we were like, we already did. What's happening? And then Jay was just like, all right, it's over.
So this guy, so the point of the show was the winner of the show gets signed to AOMG.
Yeah.
And this genius over here, he already has a label.
Yeah. But they asked us, they asked our label if we could be on the show. I think that they didn't think that we were going to do as well as we did.
But they killed it.
Because we'd never really rapped in Korean. Like we did like a couple of lines in Korean before. But on this show, it was like almost like entirely Korean thing.
Really? It's just like, we'll have the token white guy and the token black guy rap in Korean. And
wow. Well, they didn't think we were actually going to rap in Korean. So they thought that we would just eventually get eliminated because of that. But we just spent like all day, every day writing raps in Korean. Wow. And we just kept like kind of winning. Like we won like a lot of the challenges.
You guys were awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Can we get a few verse?
On YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Only on Dive Studio.
I'm shy to rap like on the spot like that.
I'll give you that gray sweater.
Yeah.
Dude.
If I rap?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do it like another time.
Dude, out of here.
Move on. I'm cringe.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit this.
Yeah. I feel like it's so weird.
He's an artist. He doesn't have a beat on. He doesn't have a real…
Are you ready to beatbox with me?
All right. You go first.
Not today. Please
don't. Yeah. Thank you.
This was alcohol in my cup, maybe.
If it was alcohol in your cup, this show would be going in a complete different direction.
Yeah.
We've tried it before.
Yeah, we've only done that once. That was a fun episode though, right? When we drank on the show. She said no. Diane just immediately said no.
Why? What was wrong with it?
We were a little bit emotional.
A little too emotional?
I didn't know Carhartt made Converse.
Those are cool.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Carhartt's one of those only brands that can collab with just about anyone and it doesn't seem to be like too clashy, you know? You can have like a Nike Carhartt jacket. It works.
Mm-hmm.
These look cool.
Yeah, but I think that's changing a lot in terms of fashion these days. I think even like you look at what Nike's doing. Nike collaborates with a lot of different… You know, Nike did that collaboration with Drake recently. Mm. And that just like…
It blew off.
Just walked out the door. Like you can't even get your hands on it. Look at what Supreme does.
Yeah.
Supreme… They do collaborations with like the most random brands. It's not like North Face are the ones you look at. And they're like… Okay, that's the epitome of a Supreme collaboration. But then you'll come across… They'll do a collaboration with like a pocket knife, not Swiss Army, but there's these other pocket knife brands that have been around for like 100 years from France.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Like Supreme
really cool.
Will like make a machete.
Yeah, well, like they did a Supreme Oreo collaboration. Who did it recently? North Face Gucci did a collaboration. I mean, that collaboration is another one you can't get your hands on.
It's a lot of random ass collaborations. What about Paul George with Nike and PlayStation?
Remember? That was really cool.
You remember that?
No. Paul Jordan. Those shoes were sick.
Nike and PlayStation. A three-way collaboration with an NBA player, PlayStation and Nike.
It's like Travis Scott and McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like a chicken nugget
pillow. I actually did
not
see that one.
Yeah, no.
You did not see the collaboration or you didn't see it coming?
No. I mean both. Travis Scott and McDonald's.
Yeah,
what do you do?
Like they made like a combo. I don't remember what it is. It's just like a…
Can I get a… Number 8, Travis Scott combo.
There was a Travis Scott set, but then there was clothing that came out. I've got a Travis Scott t-shirt that's got McDonald's on it.
There's a chicken nugget pillow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I saw some guy unboxing a Travis Scott chicken nugget pillow the other day.
Interesting.
It's just like if you don't collaborate anymore, it almost seems like your brand doesn't
irrelevant.
Irrelevant, but also like in terms of survival.
Mm.
As a fashion label yourself, whereas being involved in a fashion label, that's obviously something you've got to be conscious of as well.
Of course. I think collaborations are always really cool because you can kind of cross market each other. And I think, which is why, like, you know, Carhartt reaches out to Converse. And I think Carhartt works with a lot of, it works with a lot of other brands because of the material that they initially use.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, it's, their general style and everything is not, it doesn't, it's not in your face. So yeah. It's pretty easy to
That's what
collaborate.
I'm saying. Yeah.
It's almost like denim, right? It's like collaborating with Levi's almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had the option of collaborating with any label or any company.
Nike.
JCPenney's.
Not
Sears.
Nike would be your…
Roses.
Ross.
Remember Roses?
Yeah. Ross. Wow.
Nike is a perfect answer, especially if you're doing the golf stuff.
Nike.
Yes.
What? Why?
I really love the way they market their products and I really do… enjoy their products myself.
Mm-hmm.
I love sneakers, which is also why.
All I wear is Nike. You know?
Me and my friend, me and Gabe were walking around together the other day and he goes, why are we such Nike boys? Because we're wearing like all Nike. And I was like,
I love Nike.
I hate that you said that, but you're right. Like,
I love Nike. Isn't it awesome?
I do. I honestly have one pair of Adidas that I cannot wear. I just cannot wear it. Like, I don't want to diss Adidas. But I just absolutely love
that. I hear you.
I always want to wear my cool like Adidas jacket. And but I can't because I always want to wear my Nike shoes more than I want to wear.
And you don't ever want to mix them up.
I do it all the time.
No.
My Adidas jacket is so cool though.
What's a bigger fashion faux pas? Is it to mix sporting brands or is it to wear one of the, like everything of the same sporting brand?
Honestly, I don't like mix and matching.
But it's okay to wear a pair of Nike shoes with Nike socks, with Nike pants, a Nike sweatshirt, and a Nike t-shirt, Nike hat. That's okay.
Yeah.
I think this bothering you.
Yeah. See, I can't look at you right now.
I do see
that face. Usually they make a meme out of my face. That's the memeiest, dreamiest, memeiest face I've ever seen.
Here's my thing. I find it a little awkward to see like Adidas socks and Nike shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's a lot more obnoxious to see someone wearing like Nike hat, head to toe, all Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so cringe.
Yeah, for me, that's just like, dude, just relax with that.
You're walking.
Unless it's like a piece, like if it's something real,
but is,
really dope.
Is there ever a piece like that? For me?
I mean, like the thing is like when a guy has Nike tracksuit on with Nike socks and it's exposed, I think it's hot. It's sexy. But if he has another Nike hat on, it's kind of questionable.
Nike tracksuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a Nike tracksuit with Nike shoes, okay. That's probably my limit. But if he's got socks pulled up over the pants with a Nike logo and then a Nike hat. It's just like, dude, just relax.
Mm.
That just,
yeah,
it's too much. Like, I don't know.
If it was Adidas, maybe.
Can we go back?
Then it would be too much.
No, wait. Can we go back to tracksuits though?
Yeah.
Adidas is tracksuits. Nike tracksuits. Nike's good at like basketball. Products.
Whoa. Have you seen those flight tracksuits that Jordan used to wear in the 90s that are making a comeback?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're iconic. And
yeah, but that's Jordan.
But they're still Nike tracksuits. And I think like some of those tracksuits, if you only wear the top and if you mix and match those, they look really whack. Like you kind of have to wear them as a set.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch The Last Dance, the like documentary about Michael Jordan that came out?
I didn't get to finish it, but I did watch it and
it's a good one.
It's so good.
You know when he's in France, that outfit that he's wearing when they like show him, not when he's wearing the beret, but they show him in France.
Oh my God, he looks so hot.
He looks so cool when he got to France.
So cool.
That like purple, like almost like tie-dye shirt that he was wearing when he pulled up.
But those tracksuits that he's wearing in that series, like if you get on eBay now and look for them or you go to a vintage store and you can get your hands on them, they're like $2,000 a pop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've become like the ultimate in vintage tracksuits.
Yeah.
There's such a big market for them and there's such a big demand for them. And I mean, you know, you cringe about tracksuits.
I know my European brothers can relate. Adidas tracksuits are the shit.
The only Adidas ones you're going to wear are the three stripes.
Yeah.
the classic ones. And that's what I'm saying.
Those look good though.
But with the Nike ones as well, it's the classics. Yeah. The classic tracksuits are the ones you want to wear.
All right.
I like that you said Michael Jordan was hot too. I didn't realize it when I was younger, but that
he is hot.
Part of the reason why he was just such an icon is like ladies loved him.
He was
right?
so hot. Yeah. He was hot.
Yeah.
But what's going on with his eyes these days?
Yeah. People said it's from drinking too much, right?
He's got like the whites of his eyes are kind of yellow.
Yeah. It's from drinking.
It's because like liver disease.
He's like watching like old footage all day, just like drinking whiskey. Just like watching people that like got over on him like one time in basketball, staring at the screen, hating them.
Oh, man.
That's when it got personal.
Yeah.
That's when it got personal.
What's the biggest fashion faux pas for you?
I really, like I said earlier, I don't like it when people are very logo heavy and when they mix it up,
pet peeve of mine. Yeah. It's like you get to a stage in life and brands like Nike, and if you wear a big logo on, it's like I'm paying $50 for a t-shirt and I'm promoting this company. It's like, shit, they should be paying me $50 to wear this shit more down the street.
Well, they probably do pay you.
They
sometimes.
Probably do pay you.
They don't. That's they just give me stuff for free. And it's like, big logos for me on t-shirts is I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
What about brown belt, black shoes? Brown shoes, black belt.
Oh, that's a tough one. It has to be a very nice, deep brown.
Yeah.
And like a almost like chocolatey kind of brown.
So it can be done.
It can be done very tastefully, but it's hard.
Yeah.
What about Tom and Jerry t-shirts?
I think they're cool.
I think they're cool?
Yeah.
It says Tom Ford on it.
Oh, is that a Tom Ford shirt?
It's a collaboration.
It's not a Tom Ford. No, there's a brand called Chinatown Market and they kind of do…
They do the basketballs, right?
Yeah. But it's originated as like… In New York, there's Chinatown and the market there was kind of like ripoff of Gucci and, you know, they'd rip off the fashion labels. So they've started a streetwear brand where they're ripping off like Gucci and whatnot. Mm. And it's kind of parroting those kind of shirts. So
it's cool.
I think they could be potentially the next Supreme.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of like them. So I've been buying a lot of their stuff lately.
Mm. What's the deal? Do they have to like pay Tom Ford to write across?
Not for this.
How come? You can just
in terms of a parody, like how can you in terms of a name, I'm pretty sure you can't copyright. There are certain things you can copyright, but I don't know how you can copyright a name like that.
They might actually have copyrights to it.
Really?
Sure yeah. Is, if they're not as
just Tom and Jerry too.
Yeah. And it has Tom and Jerry too.
Yeah.
So
that's like double trouble.
Double trouble.
Yeah, I mean copyrights.
Tom and Jerry, sure. But like in terms of a name?
Yeah, probably. I mean…
No, but like the characters and everything. I'm sure they have copyrights for that. But
absolutely.
Usually the thing is… I don't think this brand… I'm not aware of this brand. But it might not be as big yet. But once they do kind of pop off… And Tom and Jerry… like, is it Disney or Cartoon Networks?
It's
Hanna-Barbera.
What is it? Warner Bros. Oh, was it Warner Bros.?
Hanna-Barbera? I don't know. Warner Brothers maybe?
No, it's not Hanna-Barbera. That's like Jetsons and stuff.
Oh my God, I still love Jetsons.
Yeah.
Jetsons are Jetsons.
Yes, I love it. You know, Jetsons and Flintstones. It's crazy because we're living the Jetsons life right now. Almost. There's so many robots and like…
Yeah.
Things that we
I don't have a robot like, made yet, so I don't know what you're talking about.
robot vacuum cleaner?
You can.
She was thick. Remember that robot maid? Robot maid was thick as
shit. The robot maid in the Jetsons was thick.
She was.
I mean, our robots, really, the thing is, like, we don't have faces on all these, like, robots, but we are ultimately utilizing all these, like, you know, technology. Like, there is, like, the automatic vacuum cleaners, like, in the Jetsons.
I mean,
like,
smartphones are crazy.
Yeah, smartphones.
It's like Dick Tracy. Dick Tracy had the watch he could talk into. Like, yeah. It's getting like that more and more.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. I was just watching The Jetsons, that's why. YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube, okay.
Yeah.
You got to watch The Flintstones, then The Jetsons to really appreciate it though.
It's like…
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah, Flintstone is… Yeah, it's probably like when we're… Like our childhood. Mm-hmm. And we're literally in Jetson right now, so…
Do you think that all of these advancements are making us happier?
As a species?
Pros
and cons.
Who are you asking?
Whoever wants to speak up.
What are you asking?
Do you think that all of these advances in technology are making us happier?
I say no.
Yeah.
I think it's making us lazier. And I think it's making us more socially inept.
But it's also making us a little bit more… It's easier to communicate. It's easier to get your thoughts out there. It's also easier to promote yourself. It's also easier to get information.
Which
I'm pretty sure people are way more aware of things and general information more than they were in 20 years ago. Then we had to go to a library to look up, you know…
But if you know, I do miss going to the library though. I miss my library card.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know?
There's like this like romantic idea of like the agricultural revolution where like, oh, human beings like really figured out how to like take certain seeds and plant stuff that we'll need. And that made it so that we never starved and all this stuff. And it actually was like maybe better when we weren't stuck to a specific place and we did have like a purpose every single day. Like you go out every day, you kill something, you eat it and you bring it back home and you can move if the weather sucks, whatever. But like… There's like an argument that like us getting stuck in one place is actually making us more and more depressed. Right?
Hell no. I don't want to grow my corn. Out of your mind?
You don't even like…
Are you out of your mind?
That's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing.
So awesome.
Like Dave was talking about information, but what's allowed is the spread of misinformation.
Yeah.
People's opinions… Okay, we can now be opinionated, but it doesn't mean we're having great opinions that we can put out there in public.
And they're probably pretty misinformed opinions.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's obviously a positive to everything, but there's also a lot of negatives. And I find that we're becoming a lot more social online. We're missing out on personal interaction. I mean, with everything that's going on with COVID at the moment, I think the one thing, and we've talked about it personally, is the one thing we're missing most in our lives is physical interaction with people and going out and being able to socialize, not just holding hands, but being able to, you know, meet with a group of five people or more, you know, it's not happening. But that's kind of the direction technology is taking us as well. It's like, let's get on Zoom and have a beer.
Yeah.
It's not as much fun, is it? You know, those are the things I miss. And when we make it easier for people, people are less inclined to actually do it.
No, I'm cool with it. I like it. I love technology. You guys know me.
Oh, yeah. But
like it too, man.
I do, but I also think we've taking it.
I know what you're saying.
We're too willing to accept it without sort of thinking what are the disadvantages that we're also taking with this.
If it wasn't a good thing, technology wouldn't keep advancing and people wouldn't keep going down this road. I mean, but you have to really think about it. When the PS… Who was looking for a PS5 when it came out?
Oh, yeah.
Say me.
Yeah, I still am. I'm guilty as charged. I'm getting on the internet every day and looking at the price changes.
Here we go.
Is there going to be a bubble? Is the bubble going to burst? Are we going to wake up one day and say, we've taken technology too far? We've seen it happen in movies. We've seen it happen, play out in different books and whatnot.
I agree to it to some extent. If I may, I do think that because… We have this technology. Like I heard somebody say that people nowadays are way more people are way more ignorant now than they used to be. People in there's a lot more hatred out there, like on the internet and everything. But I think that there's always been that hatred, but now the morons have a platform to vocalize what they're thinking. So I think that's a negative.
It's also the information. When you get on something like Facebook, a lot of the information you're getting on a platform like that is information you want to read about anyway. You're only getting one side of the picture more often than not.
Right. Yeah.
Because of the algorithms and whatnot. So you're not getting the big picture, a lot of what's happening on the internet more often than not.
Yeah.
Which is where it's becoming misinformation for a lot of people. And you're getting, you know, even look at the media. You've got the left and the right. There's not many media outlets that are taking the middle ground and saying, let's give you a balanced opinion of what's happening in the news.
Yeah, because that's no fun. That's not a news.
Well, and it's not getting you the ratings.
Yeah, they do the fact-checking now on some of the social media sites, which is cool.
Do.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Like some of these like dead friends of mine who just like post everything that they see, like repost. that like they don't actually know if it's true.
Right.
You like look dumb as fuck now if you do that, because they'll literally write like, this has been fact checked and there are like four lies in this post. Don't believe it.
But it's still, but like on their timeline, people like that, they tend to, that's pretty much all they're getting on their, they're not getting another opinion.
Yeah.
That's the way it tends to be working these days.
But you know, I do agree with you completely. But on the other hand, I think we do benefit from technology too. So I think it has its pros and cons really. You know, like you said, we have access to information. But on the other hand, because we have constant access to information, people don't go to libraries anymore or go beyond and put in the effort to actually study. So what they do is just Google it. They can either be misinformed and learn something or educate themselves in a not, I guess, like legitimate way. So they are getting misinformed. So I think it has its pros and cons. But, you know, I think, again, everything has to do with balance. And I think everything has to do with like control in life, right? I think like for me, I try to limit myself from being on the internet for too long or being on the device for too long or relying on technology too much. So I kind of learn how to live without my phone and my devices.
Is this an exercise you do?
Yes, I do.
What about like right when you wake up?
Right when I wake up, I used to, I used to go on my phone for an hour would like time would fly. I used to be sucked into it where I'm like, oh my God, I wake up at 9, it's already 10. Like, what the hell did I do? So what I do now is I tell myself after I get all my morning routine in, that's when I can be on Instagram for like 5 minutes or check my emails and stuff like that. And I think for me, because I train myself to do that, I'm a lot more efficient, happier, and I feel like I'm in charge of myself.
Instead of reacting to things,
exactly,
you're facing them head on at your own time.
Yes, exactly. But it was really hard for me to identify it and then train myself to kind of get out of that.
Yeah, especially if you like turn on your phone and you have bad news or like 20 different emails that you don't want to respond to.
Straight ruins your day from the get-go. But like even back to the device and searching for answers, it used to be you'd go to the pub or you'd be out for dinner and you'd be having a conversation and someone would say, oh, do you remember seeing such and such in such a movie? What was that movie again? And people would be going backwards and forwards and trying to remember the movie. Nowadays, everyone would just be on their phone and they'd be like searching the actor and they're like, was it this one? And it's just like, you've got the answer in 3 minutes.
Shit that's not Googleable.
But that's the thing. Like before it was Googleable, you'd have a conversation. It'd be a random shit conversation. But you could converse about it. Now you'd get the answer and you're like, okay, done.
Yeah.
You've concluded the conversation. Where do you go now?
Yeah. I got a postcard in the mail in college and the person forgot to write their name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was like so refreshed that I couldn't Google who sent me the card. Like, because my first reaction was like, oh, I'm just gonna like look it up who sent me this. But you can't look up who sent you a f-ing card. It made me miss letters.
They didn't even write the address on it.
Yeah. No, they did, but I still couldn't tell who it was. They didn't have their name on it. It was like one of my friends who was traveling on vacation.
Oh, from a like their
you can actually
holiday.
Put it on your Instagram and I'm sure they'll DM you now.
This is when I was in college though. This is a long time ago. I'm just saying it's nice to have shit that you can't look up.
But that's like when you go and see a movie and there's no conclusion.
Yeah.
It becomes like a conversation piece with people.
Right.
And for 2 or 3 weeks, if everyone's seen it, you're like, so how did you think the movie finished? When you get a postcard like that, you can envision that being half a dozen friends. And it kind of, your imagination goes wild with that a bit.
Right. I mean, I do definitely see technology affecting people's, I guess, emotions in a way because I feel like people are becoming like emotionless, you know? They're not as…
everything has to be so immediate.
Reactive.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't as reactive, if anything. Yeah. So it is kind of.
Dave's got a very emotionalist face right now.
So everyone just usually becomes like this, right?
He's not emotionless at all, though, right? You like live in the internet in a cool way. Like you have like real relationships with
people.
The internet.
He actually has an outlet that he connects himself to the internet.
But you do. You have like real community.
But with me though, I mean, my career is based on the internet, and
yeah.
With my content, I'm not just making content that's just, you know, clickbait. I'm actually making like language and cultural based
and
shit.
Friends.
You know, and friends. I have people from across the world that I use, keep in touch with on Discord. I connect with my audience on Twitch. You know,
yeah.
I mean, for me, and especially, I don't use the internet as a way to, I guess, promote myself more than I use it to, I guess, try to set a mark in my own little history in the world. And I know that even 50 years from now, the shit I make and the stuff I do will help somebody either get to know a new culture or a new language. So, I mean, and in terms of technology, I love it. I'm in love with technology. I think the sky's the limit. Back in the day, you used to have to pay thousands of dollars to a music producer in the 80s, even until the 2000s. Now I have a really nice setup, sound card, I have a couple of mics. Everything's just right there if I want. I don't have to be at anybody's disposal. Mm. I everything I can control.
Right.
And
I mean, I think the beauty of the internet is really making the world feel a lot smaller than it really is.
Yep.
But again, after the pandemic, you know, it's for me, like I feel like, wow, like this world is huge. Like because everything that I was able to do before, like I was able to just, you know, fly out to see my parents or friends in Indonesia, just, you know, take a nap and I would be able to see them immediately. But now it just feels like they're so distant and they're living in, you know, a different world, you know? And even like in terms of environment, like New York or, you know, somewhere in Europe and in Korea, like the world that we're living in now is like completely different.
I mean, it's a pandemic though.
Yeah.
But I mean, we have to think technology. I mean, let's say this happened 40 years ago. You couldn't FaceTime. You couldn't see your family. You wouldn't have any access to seeing your own
40
mother
and father's
face. We'd
probably all be dead though.
Okay. Anyways.
40 years ago, you were alive as
medically, we'd all just have died from it.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. Like, kids are getting their education on Zoom and everything. I mean, that's so cool. The things that people are getting done in this horrible situation.
I don't think technology is the issue. I think it's just how we're so willing to accept it without questioning, putting limitations on parts of it.
I think, of course, you have to put limitations.
You know, I
absolutely agree.
Like, I think there are some establishments that have started setting up, like they put a container on the table at a restaurant where you put your phones in, because you go to restaurants and people are spending time on their phone. And it's kind of like you're going out and have a meal with someone. And if you're spending $50 on a meal, you want to be able to sit down and have a conversation.
I'm trying to socialize with you.
Yeah.
Wow. They actually have a container to place your phone
there
in.
There are establishments. I haven't been to them. I've heard about them.
And then there's the phone game too.
So you should bring, you know, you always have that one friend that's always on the phone.
Oh, that's the phone. That's where the phone game comes in.
Yeah, go ahead.
You explain.
You just like everyone who's going out to eat, you put your phone in the middle of the table. You like stack them all up and whoever touches their phone first has to pay
for dinner.
Really?
It's good. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I've had that
happen. Yeah.
But these guys are acting like when I'm hanging out with you, I'm never on my phone.
Never.
I'm just defending technology, but I am never on my phone.
Mm. The last dinner we had, we didn't look at our phones once.
I know. I don't ever look at my phone, but
we were crying.
But when I work, it has to be technology. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Like I have no choice.
Oh, we did look at our phones just when you pulled up the letter from your
letter from my teacher. Yeah.
And then you cried for the next 30
minutes. My tears were falling onto his phone because it was so touching.
Is it waterproof?
Yeah, he's got a…
Look at the technology. He's got a waterproof phone and all.
Yeah, even this big crocodile tears didn't damage it. Do you have two phones?
Yeah. I got S20 and an Ultra and the iPhone.
I'm going to… Getting off technology just briefly. I wanted to ask you about this before, but we got into technology too quickly. Fashion faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
White socks with a suit.
White socks. concerts.
Come on, Michael Jackson.
Yo, why do Korean people think that black socks are so funny?
Black socks?
Yeah, Korean people make fun of people for wearing black socks. Oh, not like this kind of black socks. Yes, they do. Just straight up black socks.
Really?
Really?
Maybe not anymore, but it was a thing.
I don't know who you're hanging out with.
Bro. That was a real thing. Somebody back me up with
this.
I
remember red socks.
No, no.
I've never heard that before.
What are you talking about?
My friend Jungkyung, when I first moved to Korea.
Well, don't your friend Jungkyung's a weirdo. Just say your friend Jungkyung.
No, but then I asked my girlfriend about it too. She's like, yeah, people
well,
used to talk shit about
and your friend Jungkyung.
Black
That's two
socks.
People.
What?
That's two people.
Okay.
Out of
is
like
it not
40
a thing?
Million people.
I don't ever remember anybody ever saying anything critical about people with black socks.
Okay. Somebody talk about it in the comments. I'm sure it's not just me.
White socks and a suit.
And black shoes, black leather shoes.
I don't like it. It looks off. Just doesn't
with black
look,
shoes?
It makes you look like a magician.
Like when I grew up, it was if you wear a suit and black leather shoes, you generally wear black socks.
Black socks, those thin like business black socks.
Business socks. Yeah. And you match your belt. Yeah. That was kind of what I was told growing up.
That's right.
But then I've started seeing a lot of men wearing white socks with that attire and that shoe. And it's just like, wow.
If they're brand spanking new white socks, then it's okay, right?
Yeah, and if they're pulling a bunny out of their hat, it's still it's cool.
I don't know.
Wait, I think there's a brand called Amy Leon Dore.
I do know the brand, yeah.
Do they have white socks with suits?
I'm not sure. I haven't really noticed suits that they've made. Like I know they make a lot of casual wear.
Yeah, but they also they actually have suits too. And I think I've seen them with white socks. And if it's that look, I think it's pretty dope. But if it's not,
just kind of the average Joe Blow kind of wearing white socks to work.
I'm thinking even in Korea where they have those baggy black slacks that cut off around here, and they always have the black socks and the. You know, like kind of like high water
pants.
Yeah, and I can't ever think of seeing people with white socks, even in Korea, where Korean fashion is, you know.
For me, like white socks are something you wear with sneakers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think I've ever worn white socks with a pair of leather shoes.
What a nightmare!
Yeah,
this conversation.
Yeah. I mean, like I said.
No, it was a good question. But no, I wasn't insulting you. I just, we have
on
no conclusion to this.
On the
you
topic
know?
Of fashion, I'd like to point out that Saul would like to, he'd like to say that he is a fan of your pants.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, those are really cool. Thank
I was you, so confused when I first saw you though. I was like.
Are they shorts or pants?
I was like, what's going, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
It's a bit confusing.
Did you make those?
No, I didn't. They're from Roy Projects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. They're like cowboy pants for women.
Actually I was kind of contemplating if I should wear my cowboy hat, but I was like, maybe it's not too much.
So they are supposed to be like cowboy?
I guess it's supposed to be a little bit inspired by that silhouette. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Were you gonna ride a horse then?
Jesus.
Somebody had to say it. Jeez.
No. Nobody had to say it.
Look. Hey, I said I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of saying things.
There was a dude in my hometown who would ride around on a white horse.
No way. Where
are you
from?
I'm from North Carolina.
That explains.
Was he like was he like the university mascot?
No, he was just like this cool, like majestic.
Was he a magician?
Dude.
Did he have long blonde hair?
Yeah. No, he was actually a Native American.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's
and he would cool. just That's and dope. He would his like son went to the pool with us.
That was his mode of transportation.
He rode everywhere on a white
tight.
Horse. Yeah,
That's
it was
tight.
Really cool.
In winter
cool.
as well.
And he was fucking jacked up too.
In winter as well?
I don't remember.
Dude, that's some sex appeal. That's some energy.
Yeah, but it was really cool.
Do you do that with your products? You have you can click it and there's like the price and stuff.
Yeah.
You do that? Uh-huh. Oh, that's cool.
I was wondering too. It looks like Instagram seems to like block. They don't show those posts as much, right?
You know what? I think they do somewhat kind of
filter it.
But I mean.
But haven't they changed to allow the like traditionally it wasn't they didn't allow you to have to sell your products on Instagram. It was kind of almost like as a medium just to advertise and draw people to your website.
Yeah.
I think now they've try to incorporate it because people were getting off Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, the thing is, this is, I don't know if this is going to, you know what? Let me answer your question first. I don't think I have fully taken advantage of technology in terms of promoting my fashion brand and everything that I do. I think I can be a little more diligent and take more advantage of it. But if anything, even though I'm in e-commerce, something that I really want to work on is getting photos of the products almost as if they can see it and experience it in person. Because one thing that I'm kind of against is fast shopping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed what people do, I mean, I thank God it's not with my brand. We didn't really have a lot of returns. But one of the things that I've kind of seen people do is order a whole bunch of stuff and then return it.
Yeah.
And the reason why, it's not just about returning, but it's sizing. Really, no, it's not sizing, but like just for the environment, like for trucks and even like airplanes and all these logistic companies, right? If they're, because there's free returns, they would order whatever they want and then return it. But I don't think
like
people
wear it
are,
one time and then
not that, but just trying it on.
There's
and then,
no onus on like because the delivery is free. It's just like I'll just order it and then
see if I like it or not, and then return it.
Yeah,
and I think one of the things I really don't like about online shopping is because I don't think people are aware that these things are not flying, you know, without any like fuels or without any oil or gas. You know, it's really polluting the air, you know.
Carbon footprint.
So yeah, we're leaving a lot of carbon footprint. And I think that's something that's been bothering me about online shopping. I don't think people are aware of that. So I mean, even though I am a shop owner and an e-commerce owner, I think I would like, you know, any of my like potential customers to be aware that, you know, like whatever they do purchase, I want them to be selective with what they do purchase, not just because of my returns or wherever they shop, but, you know, just to be aware that, you know, they are leaving a lot of carbon footprint. Yeah.
Does the majority of your sales come from like Instagram or?
I think, yeah. Honestly, I think it does come from my Instagram page itself. Yeah. But we do get in some foot traffic. I mean, we were closed for a while because of COVID. But now that we are open, we are, you know, taking advantage of our showroom.
Do you guys do international?
Yes, we do.
Are most of your buyers primarily Korean or international?
I think 70% is Korean and the remaining 30% is international.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you on Instagram personally?
Yes, I am.
So would you say…
She's popping on Instagram.
Well, would you say you utilize your personal Instagram more than your label's Instagram?
For now, I have. But honestly, it's weird because even though I am…
It kind of seems like… It just kind of seems like you're kind of torn between technology to use it or not use it.
You know, the thing is, if it wasn't for technology, I wouldn't be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't my line of work, if I didn't have to do what I do, I don't think I would be an internet personality. I don't think I would be an Instagram personality. Like I'm actually very private. Even though I love sharing my story and connecting with people, I think I'm better at doing that when it's more in a personal setting, in a more intimate setting than me. Like I have trouble talking to myself on the camera or, you know, I it's hard for me to engage with my followers when I don't have them in front of me.
Mm.
So when I do have some of my fans visit me at the cafe or the showroom, it's kind of cool to see who I'm actually interacting with online. So I think that's really cool about the space.
Yeah. I'm like only able to be in front of a camera like this when I'm like with people I like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because it seems like some it's forced,
right?
Yeah, just me to a camera.
It's hard, and your personality can't come out, right?
Yeah.
So you're saying you hate yourself?
No, I just.
No, you know, you said
I hate only, talking to myself.
You said you can only do it with people you like.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I like me too.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I'm just feel like strange talking to like he turns the way he turns on when he like can, was doing a YouTube video. It's like he's actually talking to somebody, you know. And I had to be next to him to kind of like to do the same, you know.
I'm the same. Like I people like Dave that can take a camera and sit it down in a restaurant and talk to the camera like they're not a crazy person.
Yeah,
it's just yeah. I admire that. I feel like
it's
I'm
cool.
Yeah. I'm like, what do I say now? I'm not getting any reaction.
And I guess it's just practice. You've been doing it for so long
now.
I'm
first generation YouTube. You know, I've been doing it forever. So even like live now. But actually what's funny is before I started doing live, I wasn't very good at talking. I was the opposite. I could only film when it was just me in a room alone with a camera.
Wow.
But now that I'm doing Twitch and stuff. It's I can kind of do everything.
You're good. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. But yeah, at first I could only be alone. I could only film alone.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool though. Like if I tried vlogging by myself. Oh my God, it was so hard.
That's what I saw.
I don't think my personality fully comes out when I'm alone. Because like even filming the show, right? It was kind of hard for me because… I would have to voice. I'm very quiet by myself usually. Like I'm not somebody that really talks to myself. I would talk to myself, but in my head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't vocalize it. But I think that was like one of the hardest things. But it was a little easier because I started practicing through my vlogs. But when I first started, I needed a guest. I needed a companion to interact with.
Yeah.
Which is why I think some of my YouTube videos, the ones that really did well was when I am interacting with someone.
Yes, yeah.
I think it's people have a concept of different I guess different jobs. When you look at comedians, there are some comedians that are very good at sketch comedy, some are great at improv, some are great at stand-up. But then you also have some comedians that aren't funny at all. But what they're really good at is coming up with ideas. Mm. Some are really great writers, but they're not great at doing comedy on the spot. And it's the same in different industries. You have people, even MCs, that can just talk and host a show by themselves. But then there are other people who are better at being a sidekick or being off on the side in the wings. We've become so accustomed to saying, I guess it's giving titles to people. And if you give them a title, you think they're an all-rounder. But that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Hey, remember me on TV. He can tell you firsthand, I am not good on TV.
Really?
You could be.
No, I can't.
You just don't like being told like what to do. You like being in charge of it, no?
When there's 30 freaking cameras staring at me and there's like a mic on me and there's a camera up here and there's like a little GoPro up there and they're like, be funny on the spot. I'm like, I freeze up.
What you have just said though, you said you're used to working in front of a camera by yourself. Now you've started to develop to interacting live with an online audience. Mm-hmm. You're gradually progressing and being able to work in a different environment. You can work up to, everyone can work up to it. It's just getting through that difficult stage that most people don't want to try.
Right.
It's getting out of the comfort zone.
Yeah. I mean, believe it or not, I used to never take photos. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Never. Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Your 200 and something thousand followers on Instagram would say otherwise.
No, I mean, honestly.
But now she does.
I mean, now it's like, even if I come out as shit, like, I'm like, okay, whatever. Take it after.
How did you get over that?
I just had to suck it up and just do it. Honestly, like, my fear was looking at a photo and not liking it and having it, having other people see it. And I felt so insecure about that. Like, whether it's my eyes closed or if I had like a double chin or anything, I just felt so insecure that I used to just like refuse to take photos. And I remember like fighting with my friends when they had like the digital camera. Like, my friend just bought a digital camera and she like took a photo of me and I'm like, delete it.
Yeah.
Delete it. And she's like, why? Like, I like this photo. I'm going to keep it. I'm like, no, it's a picture of me. So I want you to delete it now. And we really got into an argument. And that's how insecure I was. And I think I just kind of outgrew it. I just accepted the fact that you can't look perfect all the time. Even if you don't look perfect all the time, that's just me. You know, if I can look good sometimes, sometimes I won't, you know, but just accepting me for who I am that day, I think it took a really long time, but it made me realize like I was a lot happier with myself. I didn't have to look perfect and pretty all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a realistic standard to hold yourself to.
Exactly.
It's very unhealthy too.
It's really unhealthy.
I hate when I see people's Instagram like… And they always turn their head the exact same way.
Oh, the same.
They always have like they always have the camera held in the same place. It's like
I hate when it's really good friends of mine too, and I'm just like, I know you don't look like that.
I mean, you don't send them a DM.
Oh, I don't just let them know. I'm not gonna ruin their day. They're just trying to look nice for the camera.
I'd rather the way I usually deal with that. If it's somebody that I'm friends with, I'm like, you look really good. You don't have to. Try to change it. Mm-hmm.
Man, I said that and they just kept doing it. So,
yeah.
I've actually said that before and it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I love you just the way you are.
No, one of my really close oppas, right?
Was he photoshopping himself?
No, he wasn't photoshopping, but he was using like all these apps, right?
And filters, yeah.
And filters. Yeah. And honestly, like the thing is, like he has like a very cool personality, like cool style, like he's very cultured, right? But with this filter, it washed all that away.
Yeah. Thank you. I have a friend and she's so pretty on camera, but the photos she puts on Instagram, she's such a good friend
of mine.
And
they like cut your whole fucking
shit
off. And
she looks so much better
I
mean, I'm guilty of like filters too. But,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
I mean, I think…
It takes away you.
Yeah, like the thing is like… I don't rely on it.
That's
you get what I'm saying? Like,
just a little touch in there.
No, it's like, you know what? Maybe today I want to play around with my filters. Yeah. It's kind of like putting makeup on for me, right?
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I want to put makeup on. Sometimes I don't, you know? So for me, like filters, it kind of feel that way. It doesn't… Like for me, like I don't put makeup on every single day. Like sometimes even when I'm at my cafe, I'll look like great. And I tell people, I'm like, hey, sorry. I'm having a busy day today. Like this is just… how you're going to get me. Like, this is it. And that's it. And that's when I started realizing, like, I don't want to live up to that beauty standard anymore. Like, yes, I'm wearing false eyelashes right now, but I've learned to like myself without it also. And I think I really want women to understand that they can or they are beautiful without all these things. These little things that we do is just almost like a costume play.
And like art.
And art or just being festive, but you don't have to do it.
Like Christmas.
Every day. Like sometimes I want to feel primped up. Sometimes I want to be lazy and just, you know, just be very natural.
Slay queen. Slay queen.
The fact that we've had to like society feels that they need to put all this pressure on, particularly women, and you know, why can't you just put on a pair of slippers and wear your pajamas down to the convenience store?
Oh, I do that all the time. You know, it's my favorite thing. I even go to Galleria like that.
And why shouldn't you? Why should why do you have to put on like, a full face of makeup and get your hair done and? You know,
but then you know what? I feel like sometimes, like, I think there is a time and place for everything, right?
Yeah,
sometimes I feel like when people walk in with slippers when it's not that kind of an occasion, I feel like it's disrespect.
It's disrespect.
Sometimes putting the effort just to show
that you care,
and that you're being respectful, I think it's so nice to see. Mm-hmm. But then what I'm trying to say is you don't have to be perfect all the time.
I grew up in a household where like my mother was involved in television and theater. So opening night on a theater and I'd be like 10 years old and I'd have to wear a tuxedo.
Oh,
like,
I bet you looked cool.
And my mother would be wearing like a cocktail dress. And that was because she grew up in that environment. Mm-hmm. She's like, you have to respect the theater. And even if it wasn't opening night, she's like, I expect you to dress up to go to the theater. That's just, that was just how she grew up. but also weddings and funerals.
Right.
But then I come here and you turn up at a wedding and people are in t-shirt and jeans and
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Because they had to pay to go.
But it's like, in Australia, that's unheard of. It's like you wear a suit and a tie to a wedding, especially if it's someone you're close with.
Right. And honestly, for me, it was kind of a culture shock because I was born and raised in Queens, right? So when I went to a Korean wedding in Korea for the first time, I got dressed up and I went and everybody was like, oh, so are you trying to steal the spotlight? And I'm like,
somebody said that.
No.
Who said that?
I was like, that's not what I was
hater.
Trying to be respectful.
Haters, right?
But I think it was honestly, I think it was really like a cultural thing.
Yeah, but Korean weddings, they're so, I mean, not dissing Korean weddings, but they're so, it's like factory. They just go in there and you're like, all right, cool. Get the reception. The wedding, here's your buffet, get the fuck out. That's like, we have another wedding right after. How it works.
I had to go and be like the MC of a wedding. Uh-huh. And they the people that were running the event hall said, look, the one before went overtime. We're going to have to get you to do it quickly. We need you in and out. We need you to finish it within 45 minutes. I'm like,
oh my God.
You're what? Wow. That just blew my mind. It's just like, it's a factory because they've got the next group coming in.
Those are the only concerts I've done all year. I've performed at two weddings.
Nice.
It was so fucking awkward. Because, you know, like a lot of those people, like a lot of them are very old. You know, everyone invites like every old person that their parents are friends with.
Right.
They aren't trying to hear me rap.
They probably don't know who you are and they've never heard a rap show before in their life.
Yeah. Like, why the hell did they invite this guy?
Still, as long as I get down.
Yeah, before we wrap it up, can I ask a random ass question?
Yes.
You're not going to see this coming. But since I've been looking at your face all day, I've bleached my hair before and stuff. Does eyebrow dyeing hurt?
It actually doesn't.
It's like a tattoo though, isn't it? Like a…
Dying?
Like when you get your hair… you know how you dye your hair? Uh-huh. You dye your eyebrows. Uh-huh. Does that hurt?
It actually does not at all.
Because dyeing your hair hurts. It burns.
If you bleach it, it does.
Yeah.
But if you dye it, it doesn't hurt as much.
Have you ever bleached your eyebrows? Does that hurt?
Actually, I didn't bleach my eyebrows. But my hairstylist forgot to take it out a little… Yeah, she forgot to take it out.
So they're not…
It's normally not this light.
Okay, that's what it looked came pretty out a light. Little lighter. Yeah.
It looks cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks cool. But I was wondering if that hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt.
All right.
I thought people are doing like the tattoo thing too.
I just have too much eyebrows, which is why they always dye my eyebrows.
That's a good thing.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Especially in Korea because, you know, the Korean eyebrow style for women is more of a thicker, like straight line… eyebrow versus, you know, the American very thin eyebrow.
Don't the American women just shave them all off and draw them on?
Not everybody.
I think it was like a trend at one point.
I know what they do is they cut the top ends and make it… All right, let's wrap it up. Talking about eyebrows now.
Okay.
Next week you'll see Dave with bleached eyebrows.
We've already seen him without eyebrows. So
yeah, I shave my eyebrows.
New.
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah, both.
Oh my God. Both.
It was not even a long time ago. It was like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Up until like 4 months ago, I didn't have eyebrows. Yeah.
He looked scary on the basketball court, like a demon.
And you have to do this because it was a dare? Or?
Yeah, it was.
He looked like Voldemort. If there's anything you'd like to plug, now's the time to do it.
Actually, I don't really have much to say. I think I've done a lot of my self-promoting and everything that I'm working on. Just guys.
Where can we follow you on Instagram?
My Instagram handle is Silly World, SYLLY World.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you indeed. Also, if you want to watch this podcast in full, check us out on YouTube at The Dive Studios. You can find us on Instagram as well. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We ask that you leave us a generous review on Apple Podcasts. Preferably 5 stars because they are oh so delicious. Thank you so much and see you next time.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for the clothes. That's really sweet.